My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 12:05 on this Thursday afternoon. Mark Melusis with you. It's a Thursday midday right here at the Fan in New York. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. We'll get hopefully connect with Brendan Cuddy. Talk a little Yankee baseball here momentarily. Hopewell Junction we go. Kicking off the noon hour, it's Rob. It's the Fan. What's going on, Robbie?
Hey, Mos, thanks for taking my call. It's great to hear you on the Fan.
Thank you, Rob.
Hearing you talk about the crapshoot and how you take almost offense to the idea that the playoffs are a crapshoot, let me just toss this out, though. Since the invention of or the addition of the wild card and then the expanded wild card in baseball in particular, wouldn't you agree that out of the four major sports of hockey, basketball, football, and baseball, that there is an element to baseball, considering that we refer to it as the sport of failure, that you're defined more by you failing less than other guys, there is much more of a chance of the team just showing up cold, and that's it. In other sports, you get the sense that you can make up for one guy going cold with a team effort. In baseball, you can fall flat against any team at any time in the playoffs in a way that is so much more acute than any of the other sports.
Well, first of all, I mean, you're looking at series. You can't win in the NHL unless you have elite level goaltending, right? You look at the NBA when the playoffs start. There are the haves and the have-nots, right? So you can almost circle the teams, four or five teams that you think are going to get to the NBA finals and I understand they have the play-in tournament now, but. What are the final eight on each conference? And you could probably circle the four or five, and probably you're going to get it right on the four and five of a total in each conference, right? So five of, say, the top 16 that make it to the playoffs. Yeah, I understand when you're looking at Major League Baseball and a lot of it is failure. I get it. I just don't love the inherent excuse.
Oh, of course not. Well, you can't.
It just didn't work out. We'll try again next year. Like, that's the thing that bothers me is that there is an out. Like, every year there's
an
out.
True.
And you're able to excuse, it takes away from the accountability of, say, a failure in terms of plugging a hole or an issue or whatever. It can just be like, listen, we went cold at the wrong time. We'll go get them next year. It's a roll of the dice. That's the thing.
Yeah,
Rob, I got to get to Brendan Cuddy, who's going to join us here, but That's the thing that bothers me. I'm not telling you that Major League Baseball wants it, right? So they want more parity. They do. They want other teams. That's why they've expanded the playoffs. So they want other teams brought into it to make it more exciting so it's less divine. But, yeah, Major League Baseball, does regular season success, is there a precursor for what you're going to see in October? No. And now more so than any other time before. Brendan Cuddy covers the Yankees for The Athletic, joins us now after what was a tremendous series for the Bombers down there in Washington. Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me on.
You got it. Let's start here. You know, the rationalization for Boone. One night, he's not pinch hitting for LeMahieu. The next night, he is. What did you make of the flip-flop from the Yankee manager the last two nights?
Look, I think this comes down to understanding that DJ LeMahieu's numbers have not been at all what the Yankees were hoping for this season, and they're kind of getting to the point where you wonder if, you know, a permanent move has to be made for the rest of the year when it comes to DJ. But, you know, Oswaldo Cabrera doesn't exactly have the track record of a DJ LeMahieu. So you're weighing both of those things. One night he decides not to pinch hit. The next night he decides to pinch hit, and it doesn't really work out either way, right?
But I'll tell you this, Brendan. At least Cabrera hit the ball on the screws last night.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, haven't we reached the point you mentioned about the fact of, and I get what LeMahieu was first 2 years with the Yankees, but Brendan, you would agree with this. I mean, that guy's long gone. Like, and I get he's a good guy. I understand he's a beloved teammate. I understand he works his rear end off. I know Boone really, I understand. But doesn't it come a point in time in terms of production is production, and you can't hope for something to happen that's just not there?
Sure. I would absolutely agree with that. I would also contend with a reality that Boone can't change. DJ LeMahieu is owed, what, $32 million over the next 2 years? I think, something like that. So he's on his roster. And if he's going with Oswaldo Cabrera, who, again, seems to play with more energy, is probably definitely a better defender at third base. Could he switch over to first base? I think he can handle first base if needed. But then, you know, if you put him in the starting lineup, you lose that bench piece that Oswaldo Cabrera has been so good at being this season. He's on Boone's roster. DJ is on Boone's roster. Not saying that's necessarily a reason to play him, but he's there. He has somewhat of a track record. And, I mean, just you're kind of stuck in a, you know, if you want to say that Cabrera is the clear-cut 100% better option than DJ LeMahieu, I don't know that he actually is, but he might be. So I just think it's a pretty easy nitpick for Yankees fans right now, especially as they see DJ continue to struggle, because it's so glaring with what the numbers have been.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just obvious, you know, Brendan. I mean, I think you look at LeMahieu, it's unfortunate. You look at his lack of production. You look at a series in which, what, you know, the Yankees were 1-for-26 with runners in scoring position. You know, they lose a series against Washington. They get going with a series back at home against the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow night. And you're tired of watching LeMahieu, you know, get opportunities here, when you say to yourself, why don't you give somebody else a shot? Because we've seen this. Like, all of a sudden, we're not going to go back in the time machine. There's no DeLorean. We're not going to all of a sudden go back a number of years when DJ was healthy as a horse and he was the machine. That guy is just gone. But, you know, it's at least Boone learned from the mistake from the night before. A number of other things to get in with you, Brendan. First and foremost, let's talk a little bit about Rizzo. When do you think, who obviously, you know, played a little first base the other night, has been down in Somerset, when do you expect Rizzo back with this team?
Look, the Yankees, not tradition, but recent history has been that these rehab assignments don't last too long, right? They get their players either in front of a high-velocity pitching machine, or they get them on a rehab assignment for a couple games, and then they bring them right back. Giancarlo Stanton is the prime example of that. So would it shock me to see Anthony Rizzo back with the Yankees as soon as tomorrow? It wouldn't. But also, I would be surprised if this weekend is more in play. Maybe Saturday or Sunday. Just it kind of depends on the Yankees. Were going to bring Rizzo back to New York today, I believe, to have a little bit more testing done to make sure that he's good to go, not in terms of, like, is his arm broken still, but in terms of just where he's at physically. And, you know, I'd imagine if he can cross off some boxes that, you know, there's no reason not to bring him back ASAP. Look, the Ben Rice fervor that occurred early on this year was great. And, of course, looking at what Anthony Rizzo has given you since May of last season isn't all that enticing. But, like, you know, like fans say, when it comes to the DJ LeMahieu situation, this is a spot where that's even more glaring, I think, where you have to give Anthony Rizzo that shot because things just have not been great for Ben Rice since he tapped out hitting those three home runs in Boston in July. I think it was July. July.
What's the plan here moving forward for Clark Schmidt? He's going to make another rehab start?
I believe he'll make another rehab start. I think the Yankees will build him up to, like, a mid-level start range. And they might even try to piggyback him with Luis Gil, right? Because that way, they don't have to make a decision as to who comes out of the rotation. They can continue to have their five guys go, you know, throughout the rest of the way, and then see how they feel about Schmidt and his return, and Gil, and whether Gil can handle coming out of the bullpen. Maybe give him a clean inning the first time. Maybe give him coming out of the middle of an inning another time. Look, Schmidt was really good for you at the beginning of the year, in the starting rotation, and he's gutsy. You know, he's someone who I don't think would be too shaken in the playoffs. In fact, I believe he pitched in the playoffs out of the bullpen in 2020. But if you're worried about Luis Gil and you're worried about innings on his arm, and you're worried about high-stress innings in his arm, then, yeah, maybe piggybacking him with Clark Schmidt might be the best call. But back to your question, Moose, I think it's one more rehab start for Clark Schmidt before you see him back.
I know Boone was asked yesterday before the game, might have been after, you know, sometime, but I thought it was before the game, about Efros. Where are we with Efros and potentially who's, you know, down in the minor leagues? Where are we with him rejoining this team? Is that going to be a guy, or joining this team? Is that going to be a scenario where he gets called up September 1st?
I don't know about September 1st. I think it's going to be more about just who's pitching best at that time. Look, Efros has had a slow buildup. Forget that he had Tommy John surgery. He also had back surgery this winter. So he's not just some guy coming back from a normal situation. Dude hasn't pitched in a year and a half. So there's that. I think they want to probably see him have his velocity pick up a little bit more, see his stuff pick up a little bit more, and then bring him back to the majors. So I don't know that he's necessarily a September 1 definite. You know, the Yankees have Lou Trevino working back. The Yankees have Ian Hamilton working back. So there's a bunch of arms coming toward the bullpen right now. It's all about a matter of who's ready and when, and whether the Yankees can, I don't know, do the thing where one of the starters blows up, they give a guy four innings, tell him to wear it, and then they DFA him the next day to make room. So the Yankees tend to like to keep a guy on that, like that on the roster.
We're talking to Brendan Cuddy, covers the Yankees for The Athletic. Yankees off day today after dropping a game last night down in Washington to the Nationals. Really struggled with runners in scoring position. Rodon struggled early. Want to ask you about Clay Holmes, Brendan. You know, is it scenario here, and he has struggled 9 or 10 blown saves. I don't care necessarily that he was an all-star. We know that. You know, the exit velocity, it's not like he's getting tattooed. The Yankees will point to that and some other metrics as well. That maybe he's pitching to a little bit of bad luck. But what about his grip on this closer's role with the Bombers?
I don't think he has one. As of a week ago, Aaron Boone, you know, decided that, and the Yankees decided, that the Yankees would go, you know, pretty much matchup-based the rest of the way, or until someone grabs that closer role. Now, that may mean Clay Holmes on any given night is the best option in the ninth inning, for the Yankees, but it may not mean that as well. If a team has a 2-3-4 in their lineup right-handed coming up in the eighth inning, coming up in the seventh inning, those might be times now where Boone shoots off home, and then they try to backfill the best way they can. Look, I'm bullish on home. I think, like, you know, the Yankees are said to an extent. Sure, he's had a little bit of bad luck, right? But, and then the other flip side of that is, like, his sinker doesn't move like it did 2 years ago. I believe there's something like 2 inches of a break that are missing off of it, either vertically or horizontally. I forget exactly what it is. But it's not exactly the same pitch. And, you know, he now has to not just spam hitters with that sinker and really get into the feel with that sinker. The more he throws it, the better he feels. He also has to get in control of that slider because he sees that as a swing and miss pitch, which it really has been for him. So I think as the weather cools, as the humidity is less crazy, as Holmes can get a better grip on that sinker, I think you're going to see a better version of him. But I would not say right now he has any kind of grip on the closer's role.
If it's not him, though, Brent, here's the, and, you know, listen, if it's not him, though, who is it? Like, you can go matchup to matchup. That'll put the fear of God in Yankee fans because that means Boone's making and Blake are making the decisions in that dugout, right? So, and, you know, you're going situationally here. You know, that's very difficult come October. There's got to be somebody that's going to be rising above that's going to say, this is the guy that's going to get the ball ninth inning. You know, we have a 3-2 lead against the Baltimore Orioles in the playoffs. Who is that guy going to be? Who's that guy going to be?
I love when fans talk like this, right? And not you, Mark, but I do like when fans say this kind of stuff. Because if you're asking the question, it means you don't have the answer.
I think it's Holmes.
There's not someone.
No, I think it's Holmes.
Right, but well, I agree. I think it could be Holmes, and I think it probably should be Holmes. But if it's not Holmes, then you're going by committee. Look, the last few years, teams to make it through to the World Series, teams to make it deep in the playoffs, they haven't had necessarily settled bullpen. Like the Rangers last season didn't have some wild shutdown bullpen situation. So, you know, teams can get by. Of course, you know, Yankees fans, if you've been watching it all season, you're shell-shocked anytime one of your starters comes out after six innings and giving up a run because you're worried that that something's going to blow up along the way. But if it's not Clay Holmes, like, it's nobody.
Well, that's the issue is, are you going to go to Leiter? I mean, maybe it's one of these other guys that are rehabbing. Maybe, I mean, I don't know exactly where I still think, even though the Yankees say what they said publicly, you know, they still come out and they back up Holmes whenever they possibly can. I still think they believe in Clay Holmes' stuff, that it is set up for the guy to be the most successful of any of their options in their bullpen that we're presently looking at.
Yeah, completely agree, especially when maybe you have Anthony Rizzo coming back to your first base defense gets improved. Maybe you start seeing Oswaldo Cabrera, you have Jazz Chisholm coming back recently. Your third base defense gets improved as he gets more accustomed to the position. Again, I think having Rizzo there would be a big deal. You know, again, a guy like Clay Holmes, heavy sinker guy, you want your best infield in there when he's in the game. So, yeah, I think that it's probably Clay Holmes. I think he is best set up to succeed. But, I mean, you know, Luke Weaver has had a really great season. Mark Leiter, you love his tenacity, but his numbers since joining the Yankees haven't been great, right? And you know, Jake Cousins has
pitched well.
Really since he's got some real swing and miss stuff, but like, how realistic is it to go to Jake Cousins, who doesn't have a ton of major league experience, to turn to him as your closer in, you know, full time? This is your job in the playoffs. I don't think it makes a lot of sense. So Moose, I agree with you. I think the guy is Clay Holmes, and I think the Yankees will spoon feed him the best possible situation to get him back to that spot come October.
Brent, the last one for you would be this, is lefty starters here. It's become obviously an issue. They struggle against lefty starters. I think they're five, maybe six games under .500 on the season. They struggle offensively against lefties. We've seen teams line up lefties against them. You know, why do you think this team struggles so? And it doesn't even have to be great lefties. All you have to do is throw the ball left-handed, and the Yankees struggle if you're a starter. Why do you think this team struggles as much as they do against lefty starters?
Well, look, Giancarlo Stanton is not giving you the same numbers that he has in the past versus lefties, right? He used to just demolish lefties, and that's not the case this year. Of course, I think that's still in there for him, but it just hasn't been the case where he's a waiting 2 or 3 run home run to happen. And the lefties they have don't hit lefties, right? Ben Rice doesn't hit lefties. DJ LeMahieu doesn't hit lately. Trevino is their Yankees' option behind the plate against left-handers, and his ceiling is limited offensively, though he's been, up and down in terms of offense. But they're using him over Wells a lot of time against lefties. It's just guys who don't hit lefties. Or who haven't hit lefties. And, as you talk about even more, Oswaldo Cabrera, he's someone who was toying with hitting left-handed exclusively this year because he wasn't hitting well against lefties as a right-handed hitter. So, you just got a lot of uncertainty there. But of course Juan Soto can do it. Of course Aaron Judge can do it. But who else is going to figure it out? Who else is going to have that moment where they really start to figure things out as the crunch time heats up?
Brendan Cuddy, Athletic, covers the Yankees. Brendan, I appreciate the time this afternoon. Enjoy the weekend series against the Cardinals, all right?
Hey, thank you, Tom, for having me. Have a great one, guys.
You got it. There you have it. Give me your thoughts on the Yankees. And coming off what was a terrible series. It just was against Washington. Now it's just a series. You don't want to win this American League East. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But you expect when you have Washington, and I know Dave Martinez talking about the fact that they want to be a contender soon. They've got some good young talent, all of that stuff. But that's a series where the Yankees, you got to get healthy in Washington, and they did nothing of the sort.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Time right now for a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We got a pair of field level tickets to see the Bronx Bombers against the St. Louis Cardinals. Yankee Stadium, Sunday, September 1st. Right now, be the fifth caller. 866-540-WFAM. 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz. And, of course, the fan. Listen again tomorrow for another chance to win. 888-808-1019, your number. Mark Malusis with you, Southampton, New Jersey. Alex, what's going on, Alex?
Moose, how you doing, Moose?
I'm doing well, Alex. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
I moved from New York. Now I'm Southampton, so I got to get used to that.
Moose,
I want to give you my opinion about the Yankees, and I want to ask you a question. I understand that the radio talk host, you guys have to talk about the team. In real time, not like us, like fans, so that's okay. So what I'm saying has nothing to do with you guys' host, but I'm really perplexed on so many calls complaining about the Yankees. Let's look at the other side. I mean, one team has more wins out of 30 teams than us. We are looking good to go to the playoffs. We have a strong rotation. I mean, we lost a lot of guys, regular guys, first base, third base, is a power position. And we look at our record, and we're still making do. So I think that the Yankees and the Yankees organization have done a great job this year. And I'm very confident, and I'm enjoying this season. I'm very confident that they're going to go far in the postseason. I'm not worrying about who's going to sign Soto. I'm worried about enjoying Soto.
Neither am I. I said it before the season started. You know, I remember.
I told you that,
for my message, the Yankee fans don't care. I don't care what Met fan brings it up. Don't care what writer brings it up. I don't care. I'm not going to be thinking about Juan Soto and his impending free agency November 2nd. And should he leave and the Yankees win a World Series this year, he has done his job. I mean, that's it. That's why this team was put together. The whole issue, though, you can be, and the Yankees are expected. They won 82-80 last year. They put this team together. Yeah. If they were not a winning team sitting here late August, I mean, it would be an unmitigated disaster. So they're a winning team.
Exactly.
It's expected.
Exactly.
Now, is that a credit to Cashman and Company? For sure. Now, the goal this year was to win a World Series for the first time since 2009. That's the goal.
And I think we're looking pretty good. I mean, when you can say that one team in Major League Baseball has more wins than you, and by one, I think you're sitting pretty good. I think we are making the emphasis on the negative instead of looking at all the positive that can come out of this. We have a top five closer. We're complaining about the closer. Okay, we don't have a lights out closer, but let's get used to it. He's a contact pitcher, and most of the time, Moose, it's little singles here and there that it is ruining him. And my question to you is, Moose, and I don't understand. My opinion is that Cashman may be the ego or his pride, but why doesn't the Yankees get rid of these players that they are of no use anymore? Thank you for taking my call.
Alex, well, money comes into play. I mean, they owe LeMahieu money. If LeMahieu was in the final year of his contract, DJ would not be on this team. I don't care how good of a guy he is. He's not productive. I mean, that's what we've reached the point here. And I get the whole mindset when we chat with Brendan Cuddy telling us that, you know, well, he's on the team. What do you want Boone to do? Well, I mean, let's look at it realistically speaking. And I get that mindset. And I understand, you know, he's with the team on a day-in, day-out basis. But let's also look at it. LeMahieu is, you cannot look at the back of the baseball card and look at DJ LeMahieu in 2024 and think that they are one and the same. They are not. That player is gone. 6 feet under, buried, dead, over. That guy is not returning. Let's head out to Staten Island. It's John. What's up, John?
Yo, Moose, who's on the other side of the glass today? Who's taking your calls?
Pete Hoffman?
Oh, Petey Hoff. Yeah, he said, you want to talk to Moose? I said, I love the Moose.
Okay, great.
That's what I said. And Moose, I love you, man. I'm glad you got that job on 11. You deserve a full... You're one of the most knowledgeable guys.
Oh, thank you.
I wish you'd take that idiot Evan Roberts job.
No, Evan's an author. He does an unbelievable job in the afternoon. He's not an idiot.
Coach, can I have the stage for a minute? Can I bet?
Well, are you going to insult people, John?
No.
Can we stop? Can we stop insulting people that work here? I mean, come on. Evan's great.
All right. He's great. But he didn't want to go all in, Moose. We could have had Tanner Scott last night, Moose. I was in shock. I wasn't angry. I didn't know what to say. But you know what? Today I'm living. I'm living. David Stearns, nobody wanted to go all in. Oh, we got our farm system. We had the best team in baseball for Bush. We could have made this thing happen. And they went to bed. We got, what's his name? Edwin Diaz is the worst. He's a bum. He's a bum, bro. He's been a bum for years. Well, this guy couldn't
John, you're all yeah, first off, the connection's terrible. It sounds like you're calling me from underwater. Don't insult people that do great shows and great work here at WFAN. That's uncalled for. That really is. As far as Diaz goes, the Mets have got no other choice. We've discussed it here. Last night was a bad loss. We'll see how they bounce back later on this afternoon. But they've got nowhere else to turn. I mean, he's the guy. And he has not been a bum for years. In 2022, he's the best closer in all of Major League Baseball. Let's head out to Pearl River. It's Tony. It's the fan. What's going on, Tony?
Hello. How are you, sir?
Good, Tony. How you doing, buddy?
I used to manage the deli at Rockland Bakery for 20 years, my friend.
Rockland?
I retired in 2022.
Tony,
I've seen you in my store a few times.
I've been to Rockland Bakery more than a few times, Tony. More than a few times. Yes, love Rockland Bakery. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Bagels, anyway, hot rolls. It's great. Yes.
Oh, there's nothing like it.
Nothing.
You know, anybody out there, if you've never been down to Rockland Bakery in Nanuet, New York, you're missing something special.
No doubt. I brought
just
my kids there for the first
the
time. They started.
Family.
Yeah, they started
They're
throwing
beautiful
bread
people.
At each other.
They're the owners.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, my point is about this Carlos Rodon. I got to tell you, I'm so disappointed in this guy. You know, the Yankees really needed him to step up last night. You just lost the night before. Your closer takes the loss. You gave this guy $165 million 2 years ago to be your number two. He stunk last year. He started off pretty well this year, then hit a rough patch, then started pitching well again. You thought you needed him. I felt his teammates, the fans, the media in general needed him to step up last night, put an end to that sorry losing streak, and, you know, just pitch a decent game. And what happens right off the bat, he loses his cool in the first inning. I don't know where I stand with this guy. And I've got to disagree with the caller who called a couple of calls before. This rotation is not strong. This rotation is shaky at best. The closer is shaky at best. The starting rotation is shaky at best.
Yeah, Tony,
and here's a stat
I think,
for you. I don't know if you heard this stat.
Yeah, what's up?
I just heard it last night. I was listening to the fan all night.
Mm.
When the Yankees are trailing after the first inning this year, did you hear this stat, Malou?
I did not.
When the Yankees trail after the first inning this year, the first inning, they are 5-21.
Oh. I did not. That's an interesting one. I did not know that. You ever get into a conversation with somebody that, and you know, we do talk show. You know, I've been working on the radio here for Fan for years, but you know, personally on the radio, whatever it might be, where you can't get a word in. Like no matter what you do to try and interject, you can't get a word in. They don't care what you're about to say. They just want to say what they want to say, and they're going to steamroll you no matter what. Because if you picked up there, I tried to interject on a couple of occasions. I didn't want to, you know, talk over Tony. Gave a nice pop to a beautiful bakery in Rockland County, right? But and it is a great spot. But I wanted to interject something, but Tony didn't really care what I had to say. I'm familiar. I've run into that a lot. My wife doesn't like to hear me talk. She just... No, man.
It's radio. They can't see the motions you're doing.
You know, just a full steam ahead. That's it. Tony, just by hook or by crook, he was going to get that first inning stat out. It didn't matter what I had to say. I don't disagree with him about the starting rotation. Don't disagree with him about, you know, and I think the Yankees internally believe that Clay Holmes is eventually, you know, going to reestablish himself as the closer for this team. We'll see if that exactly does transpire. They believe that he is the best stuff. Can you completely trust if it's not Holmes or anybody else closing games out? No, you really can't. So you'd be, you have an issue there. The starting rotation, that's why I talked about it time and time again. Gerrit Cole is a huge key here moving forward, especially him establishing himself, finding himself, and regaining that Cy Young form from a year ago.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 10 of 1, Malus is with you. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. Let's head out to Queens. It's Christine. What's going on, Christine?
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, Christine. How are you?
Well, I would be doing better if the Yankees were doing better. I mean, the guy that called you two callers ago about the rotation, I don't know if he's watching what I'm watching.
No. At least he pronounced the guy's
name
right.
And the other guy before you... That wouldn't let you speak, and I'm not going to do that.
No,
No, I don't want to do that to you, Moose.
No, it's all good. It just reminds me. It has me going to flashbacks where women remember everything. They really do. It's like they remember something that happened like 9-10 years ago, and so like my wife and I will have a discussion, and some point in time, it's just not worth interjecting. That's all. And so Tony took on that kind of path where it's like, yes, Tony, just spit out what you want to say about the Yankees trailing early in games. What else is on your mind, Christine?
Well, I mean, they have no comeback ability, Moose.
Yeah.
They don't. You don't have any confidence that they're going to come back from a 2-run deficit, a 3-run deficit. Carlos Rodon's shoelace is open. He gets upset. He can't recover from that. I mean, I don't know, you know, one day it's like the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Well, it's Christine, I get it. And you need him to be great in October. Like, I'm not going to go scream and holler about a start last night. We all watched it. We all witnessed it with Carlos Rodon. You're not going to all of a sudden make a declarative statement that he can't get the job done. He's had times and stretches this during this regular season in which Carlos Rodon has pitched well. The Yankees are going to have to hope that Carlos Rodon is on a heater come October and pitch well. Do I trust Rodon? Do I think he has better stuff, say, than, you know, Nestor Cortez when he's right? Yeah, I do. Now, Nestor's pitched well his last three starts. Do I trust Rodon a little bit more than Stroman? I do. Do I inherently trust them, like, compared to starters of yesteryear? Like, do I trust anybody in this rotation like I trusted Orlando El Duque Hernandez? The answer to that is
or
no.
Andy Pettit.
No.
Or
Andy Pettit in a big spot.
No.
Right. Brim down. No.
No. And do you trust Clay Holmes like we trusted Mariano Rivera?
No, well, you're never going to trust anybody like you trusted Rivera.
Exactly. Exactly. But the point is, like you, as you said with the reporter who called in, DJ LeMahieu should not be playing. Cabrera, run him out there, as you said, until he's 0-for-21. You see what happens when the other team has got youth and speed? They run all over us.
Well, they do. I mean, Christine, and you could control the run game in Major League Baseball. It's on the pitcher and the catcher. Now, Trevino obviously has a substandard arm as a major league catcher. We do know that. Mount Sinai we go. It's Gary. What's going on, Gary? And Gary is not there. Anthony, Staten Island, The Fan. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, Moose. Well, I just wanted to say that from February on, I'm pleading with the Yankees to sign Hader. If you were really all in, really all in,
yes,
you signed the best reliever that's available. Now he's on the Astros. They are not beating the Astros. You got to play LeMahieu because you owe him money. You got to play this guy because you owe. It's not about winning anymore. And if he was serious, Cashman, you would have signed Hader for this one year, or to me, 3 years. He deserves it. But they're not winning with Holmes as your reliever. You see these guys licking their chops to get up in the ninth inning against this guy, throwing lollipops. You can't win with a reliever throwing lollipops. He's a middle reliever. Nothing more.
I don't think he's a middle reliever. I think he's better than that. I think that's unfair to Clay Holmes. Now, it's interesting when you talk to, when we were chatting with Cuddy, I think he brought up the interesting fact in terms of the drop on some of his pitches, right? That it is he's got 2 inches less drop as compared to where he was 2 years ago. I mean, that's going to lead to ineffectiveness, right? So that's going to lead to hitting more bats, not missing more bats. So I think Clay Holmes was one of the great finds for the Yankees in recent memory. They picked him off the scrap heap, or acquired him, brought him in here, transformed him, and Clay Holmes became a very, very good major league reliever slash closer for the Yankees. So give him credit for that. He's not a middle of the, he's not a mop-up guy. He's not a guy you're going to throw in the fifth or sixth inning. The problem this year is the Yankees need better from Holmes. And, you know, the 9 or 10 blown saves that he's had this year, is unacceptable. And now the Yankees are in a situation where do you go? And that's the question I asked Brendan. Where do you go? I still think it's Holmes. Like, I don't think there's anybody else in that bullpen. Maybe it's Weaver. I mean, I think Cousins has pitched well this year. Maybe it's one of the guys that's rehabbing. It'd be difficult to think that they're going to be thrown into that spot. In the end, I think the guy that's gotten the ball the majority of the times in that spot is going to get the ball in those spots come October. I think I'm at here. And I think it's – so you can look at it and go back to Hader. It comes down to spending. What you're willing to spend. I mean, you could go all the way back to then, or you can go back to the MLB trade deadline when the Yankees did not want to pay the hefty price. And I get the prices were exorbitant. I really do. But if you are a true win-now team, you're willing to pay those exorbitant prices because of the fruit that is at the end. And the fruit at the end is trying to win another World Series for the first time in 15 years.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.